We're approaching the fast of Shivas of Tammuz. We have to know that when we fast on these days, we're fasting because of bad things that happened to us. To arouse us to repent, we should remember what we've done wrong and what our forefathers have done wrong, so that we recognize that the bad things happened on this day because we did wrong. One of those days is Shivas of Tammuz. Five things happened. The luchos were broken. The Tamid, we stopped bringing the Korban Tamid in the first temple. The city Jerusalem was...
Why we stopped?
We didn't have any more sheep. They had to stop bringing the Korban Tamid.
Ah, it was famine already.
Yeah.
Why? What's the year it was?
I don't remember the year.
It's Babylon. What's the epoch period? Babylon.
The first temple at the end, right?
Babylon.
Right. There was a siege on the city. There was
by Babylon. Famine.
And then we were exiled to Babylon.
Yeah.
In the time of the second temple, the city Jerusalem was breached, and Apostumus the wicked burnt the Torah and erected Tselem, an idol, in the Heichal, in the holy. So that's the five things that happened on Shivasar Betamos. Now, everyone has to fast on these fasts. If someone's ill...
Apostumus.
Apostumus, yeah.
He was
a wicked
like a
king.
Judean king?
I don't know.
Who is
he? I don't know who he was. I don't know. Sorry. Shivasar Betamos really brings in the 3 weeks between Shivasar Betamos and Tisha B'Av, which we have other laws of mourning, which we'll discuss.
Tomorrow is beginning of this sad period.
Correct.
Of 3 weeks.
Correct.
With all this restriction.
Correct.
For Ashkenazim it's early. It's from tomorrow, and for Sfaradim it's from Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Av.
There are different laws. So that we'll learn, Bezat Hashem, as we go along.
It's on the board every year.
Ah, right.
Now
so you have it all. Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow, we don't shower. If you could avoid a shower, you could shower if you want. We don't eat, we don't drink. That's the fast of Shivas of Tammuz. The other things are not prohibited. If you want to take a shower, it's mutar. It's a good thing if you could wait till the night to take a shower.
Especially in Israel, hot climate.
Yeah, it's permitted. It's not a problem. Okay, any questions?
No.
If a person's ill, so then he should ask his rabbi, because ill people usually don't fast. A woman who's pregnant, nursing.